Narrate to them the story of Ibrahim when he asked his father and his people, "What is that which you worship?" They replied, "We worship idols and sit beside them with all devotion." Ibrahim asked, "Do they hear you when you call on them? Can they help you or harm you?" They replied, "No, but we found our forefathers doing so." Ibrahim said, "Have you ever seen with open eyes these which you have been worshipping, you and your forefathers? They are all enemies to me except the Rabb of the worlds, who created me, then he gave me guidance, who is the one who gives me food and drink, who gives me health when I get sick, who will cause me to die and then bring me back to life, who, I hope, will forgive me my mistakes on the day of judgment." After this, Ibrahim prayed, "O my Rabb, bestow wisdom upon me and admit me among the righteous. Grant me a reputation of truthfulness on the tongue of later generations. Count me among the inheritors of the paradise of bliss. Forgive my father, for he is from among those who have gone astray. Do not hold me up in shame on the day when everybody will be raised back to life, the day when neither wealth nor sons will avail anyone, and when none shall be saved except him who will come before Allah with a pure heart, when paradise shall be brought in the sight of the righteous, while hell shall be spread open to the straying. And then they will be asked, 'Now where are those whom you worship besides Allah? Can they help you or even help themselves?' Then they will be toppled into both, and they who misled them, together with all the armies of Iblis, wherein they will argue with one another, saying, 'By Allah, we were indeed in manifest error when we made equals with the Rabb of the worlds. It was the criminals who led us astray. Now we have no intercessors and no loving friends. If we could but once return to our worldly life, we would be of the true believers.' Surely in this narration there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson to become believers. Surely your Rabb is the one who is the mighty as well as the merciful."